Have you ever dated somebody significantly older or younger than you? And like, how did that go? Because this weekend I went on a date with a woman that's 21 years older than me. 38. She was 59. How did that go? Can you imagine it? Well, I'll break it down for you today on the show. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Thank you. If you've never been here before, thank you so much for checking this out. I had a feeling this would be a popular episode because y'all nosy. A lot of y'all might be coming back for the first time. Thank you so much for checking it out. This is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. It's my mom and myself, and we do this on a daily basis. If you want to subscribe, if you want to leave a comment, I would love it. You leave a comment and give us a review of the podcast. That really helps us. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Three principles of the podcast. We live, we laugh, we love my mom. We live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot and we love my mom. My co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
So I went on a date with a woman that was 21 years older than me. This was wild, man. What a wild what a wild weekend it was. In case you don't know this backstory, let me kind of catch you up. I was in the lobby of my condo and I was joking with one of the girls that works the front desk and about like, I'm not looking for love this time around. I'm looking for a sugar mom or something like that. And this woman behind me, I heard over my shoulder, she was like, I completely agree with that. And we're like, well, it's almost like a movie, like in hindsight. And I turn to my left and look back and I'm like, oh yeah. I thought she was like kind of kidding with me. And we start talking and she's divorced. And she asked how old I told her she was asking if I was divorced. I said, yeah, I've been divorced now for about 3 years. Is that even true? When did I get divorced? 2019 it was finalized. So 2020, 2021. Yeah. Well, we've been separated for over 3 years now. So we she started saying that she always dates younger guys and it's actually a lot of fun. Like the guys that she dates is usually they get a lot out of dating an older woman and da da da. And she was talking about how she's 59 and she's been divorced twice. And she's like, I'm just having fun now. And I'm like, okay. And so she asked me, at the end of the conversation, she asked me for my number. Because at first I thought we were just kind of kidding around. And then she asked me for my number. Right. And I was like, oh, okay. And then all weekend I was kind of paranoid. Because like, I don't know, like, if she's going to, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I've never dated somebody. The oldest woman that I've dated is now 40. I'm 38, so I don't really usually date up. I usually date down the other way. But I was like, you know what? Like, why not? I got nothing to do on a Saturday. Yeah. Why not just go and see what's
see
up?
Well,
so she didn't call me, but I did run into her. I think it was Tuesday of last week, and she was like, "Hey, she's like, do you have plans this weekend?" And I was like, "No." She's like, I got this little brunch place that I want to take you to. And I was like, all right. She's like, it's my little spot I want to take you to. I'm like, all right, cool. So I met her. We actually went a little bit later. I met her around noon. It was like noon on Saturday. And she even told me, she's like, I got my little sports car. I'm going to take you down there. And I found out that it was in Potomac. And if you don't know anything about Potomac, you may only know that by one way. It's closer down to the DC, about 40 minutes from here. And they film a Real Housewives there. So it's a pretty ritzy area of Maryland. And so I'm like, okay, so I found that out. So on Saturday she pulls her car around. She obviously lives in the same condo. I'm in the lobby and then she pulls her car. They pull the car around and she is she got this little, it's some type of BMW convertible. And we just hop in and when I was in the car, it was weird because again, I said, I've never been on a date. Like no one's ever asked me on a date before. You know, like that's never happened.
She's in the driver's seat.
And she's in the driver's seat. And I don't really know where I'm going. This is all her plan. And I'm paranoid because I know that we don't have all these gender roles, blah, blah, blah. But like, I'm like, I don't know if I'm supposed to like, it feels weird not to drive, you know, because I'm typically like opening the door, you know, for, you know, all that. It was bizarre. It was just so bizarre to me. So I'm trying to like digest all that. And we're just talking. She's lovely. I mean, she's very, Mom, you've met her. She's very, she's very talkative.
Yes. Yeah.
She's fun. She's, so yeah, she's been divorced twice. I mean, I don't know how much, who cares? So we end up at this country club and I forget the name of it now, but it was some kind of, It had an abbreviation, TCP or something like that. It was some kind of country club like that. And I'm like, damn, like we pull up and she's like, okay, this is the spot. And I'm like, damn, like a country club? Like, mom, how much does it cost to be a country club member? I should probably actually Google that.
What does that
typically cost in Atlanta?
I'll bet you there in a ritzy place, it's probably like a $50,000 initiation fee.
Yeah.
And now, then she said, several thousand dollars a month.
She said that it's her ex-husband actually has the membership. So obviously she's somehow still connected with the ex-husband.
Oh,
I didn't ask a lot of questions because I'm over here and like I'm really not dressed appropriately because I'm in shorts. Okay. So we had to sit outside because I didn't know there was like a pants thing. So we had to sit outside like on the little patio area because I don't think she knew that either.
Was the weather nice?
Yeah, it was fine. It was a little hot, but it wasn't bad. So we're just talking and like honestly it's still kind of hard for me to digest at this point because she is just so much older than me and I keep feeling like I have this thing with older women like where I want to say like ma'am or like call them miss or like something like that. So I'm having to like kind of train my brain. I think that's like the Southern boy in me, you know, of like miss or, you know, like
respect for your elders.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Like all that, I had to like repress it because I'm like, no, I'm on a date. We're equals. I don't need to, you know, whatever. So all this is said and done. So we're sitting there, we're talking, and we start ordering. And the first thing that I notice is she orders a bottle of water. And you know me, I'm like, is water fine? You know, and she actually orders a glass of wine and they're like, is water fine? I'm like, yeah, water's fine. She's like, oh yeah, but we want to get a bottle of it. And I remember I was kind of laughing cause I'm looking at the menu cause a bottle of water was $12. And I'm like, $12. Then I'm kind of getting panicked. Cause I'm like, is she going to pay for this bottle of water? Cause like, that's typically how much a meal is for me. It's like $12, you know, like you can get Chipotle and guac for less than that.
And did she know you were vegan?
Yeah, she knew. I did tell her that when we were talking earlier because we were laughing about her brunch spot. I was like, I need something vegan, right? And they did have a vegan burger, which was good. Did not have a gluten-free bun, so I had to eat it without the bun. But it was good. So I had a salad. I had some Brussels sprouts. But she just like it's funny. The lunch was about a little over 2 hours, and we're just sitting there and we're chatting. And what I just couldn't really pinpoint. This whole time is I'm like, I just don't know if this is like romantic. Like, I guess it's romantic. but it's so different when I'm not in charge. You know, like I was having like a really hard time like letting go because I'm so used to like, I hate saying like be the guy in their relationship. You know what I mean? Like, but like I was like, she was like in the driver's seat. And to be honest with you, y'all, it was kind of nice. There was something that was really nice about it. She kind of made like all the decisions, you know, she made the plans, she drove, she paid, which was like kind of hard. I did try to pay for it. And she literally looked at me like I was crazy. Like there was like no way.
You couldn't pay.
Well, that was the thing is they had to. Yeah. That with the whole country club thing, it has to go. Yeah. Uh-huh. So it wasn't even like an option. It wasn't even an option. So I'm like, what? So we drove back after that. It was late. We didn't get back here till like four, maybe like three or four. It was late. It was long.
Ooh, wow.
It was a long day.
That was your nap time.
It was. I was so tired by the end of it because she just talks. But like, don't know if it's like, and then like, that was kind of it. And like, now I feel weird. Because, and like, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, that was so fun. It was so fun. Yeah, absolutely. And there was no like, should we do this again? Like, I didn't, because I wasn't in control. Typically, I'm the one that will be like, oh, we should like, but since I had no control over this date, like, I felt like I was just along for the ride. I'm just now, like, I'm sitting here waiting. Now I feel almost like I have to wait for her to say, like, are we going out again? You know, like, did you like me? Do you approve of me? And like, what I realized, the older people, and it's not like, you don't text all day. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, no.
You don't like, usually like when I'm dating people my age, like there's like a lot of text building up to it. And there's text like right after you check in. But I'm like, I'm over here. Like, I'm waiting by the phone over here. Like, does she like it? Does she have a good time? You know,
that's
like
old
what?
School.
It's weird.
Waiting on the phone to ring.
Yeah. Like what? So
so if she asks you out again, are you going?
I guess. It was so funny because, like, I don't know if it was romantic or not. Like, I'm still not 100% sure that it was romantic, other than our initial conversations of, like, she usually dates younger guys. But, like, there was nothing about it that made it seem like, and now I don't know what to do. I don't know, like, I feel so bizarre because she's literally done everything else. Like, maybe I'll text her this week or call her.
What was your conversation about?
I mean, it was just about life. I found out more about her, like where she came from. She's got kids, like, but they're literally like a few years younger than I am, you know? So I don't know. She's just wild. She's just wild. So
did she talk about her divorces?
The last one didn't end well. But it sounds like they're still connected through some business stuff. So It sounds obviously they're connected in a lot of ways because he's still something with this country club. And I know he lives down there. So God, wouldn't it be wild? She was like still married and like, she just like came up here and found young boys at condos and took them down there. And yeah. So
he's still down where? Where is she from?
Down like in the Potomac area. Like I don't actually know where she's originally from. I think she's from originally from Maryland, but okay. Yeah. So there you go. There is I don't know. I have to keep you posted. I don't know. I have no idea. I guess I should probably call her, but I'm also not used to calling people like this early on because I'm just kind of awkward on the phone because I don't know what to say ever. Like texting's easy because you can get like time to like digest and say something, but like this one, I'm like, I don't know. So there's my review. I mean, honestly, 9 out of 10. If I have to review dating somebody that's much wealthier than you, that's older than you, 9 out of 10. I do. There's a little bit of awkwardness, but I did not hate it.
So you would give your date a 9?
A 9 out of 10. Yeah. I didn't hate it. It didn't really, but I'm just not sure if it was romantic because I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to like call her on the phone and be like, hey, which I'm just not used to doing. Like there's no DMs to slide into. We were laughing about that too, because, you know, I told her she didn't know what I did. So I had to like explain, you know, that I do. And she's like, oh, I'm usually not that early anyway. I'm like, God, you live the friggin' life over here. She's typically in pajamas. Like she's walking around and stuff. So I don't know. There it is. There's the, I'll keep you posted. I don't know. It was wild. Like what is my life right now? What a life. What a life I live. What a life.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's wild. All right. We need to get into your responses from yesterday. I asked the question of, like, do you sort your clothes out? A survey came out that said that people under 40 typically don't sort their clothes before they put them in the wash. That's something that I've noticed. I've never done that. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever sorted my colors and my darks, and I don't change the what do you call
water temp?
The waters from hot to cold and blah, 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 right? Like, I don't do any of that. So I didn't know if most people did or not, because the survey said basically that, yeah, that people under 40 don't, people over 40 do. You guys had a lot to say on the Facebook page. Mom, you want to give like just read maybe five responses, who they were and what they said?
Sure. So Rachel Rose says that she separates and she's under 40 and she was taught at a young age and it's been instilled in her ever since. Good mom.
Okay, that's good.
Good mom.
That's good.
And then Tina said she's over 40 and she uses a hamper and she showed a picture of it to keep her clothes separated. But she said, funny enough, I'll wash all my daughter's clothes together in one load and then all of my son's clothes together in a load regardless of color. So
you had a fancy hamper for you.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Kids, you know what? Even if they were, I mean, I feel what I've learned from my parent friends is like they grow out of clothes so fast.
Yeah,
like it doesn't really even, you know, doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Like, you know, they change clothes every 6 months anyways. Who cares? You screw them up. Who cares? You know?
Right.
And they get them so damn dirty. I've never really paid close attention to like kids' clothes until like I started having friends with kids. You know, I'm like, those clothes stay so dirty. Cause they just like, they just always get their hand in something. They get food on them. It's just a mess.
But they outgrow them before they outwear
them. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's not really a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Our friend Donald, another male certified fan. He says, yes. He says he's over 40, but he's been doing it since he started living on his own at 18.
Dang, man. That's impressive, Donald. That's impressive. Y'all are good adults over here.
Mariel says she's 28 and she does separate her clothes. And when she was 15, she started washing her own clothes too. And she learned the hard way because she ruined a couple of clothes back then.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. I think my risk of ruining clothes is a lot less than having a, like having the time and patience to go through and sort them out.
Yeah.
You know what happened if I had two hampers? I would just fill one up and then fill the other one up.
You would.
You know,
and it'd be random stuff.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. I wouldn't actually, knowing me, I wouldn't even use it. Clothes would still just be all over the floor.
That sounds like Annie. She said she used to separate, but over the years and hundreds of loads, she said laziness kicked in big time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why?
She said she'll be 45 this November.
We have so many things to worry about in life. So many things that, like, stress us out. Like, y'all want to sit there and worry about what color clothes you're putting on there and there, what the water temperature is. Mom, did you see any comments? And I don't have it pulled up right now, but do you see any comments in there about, people that ruin clothes because of it, or people that no,
just that one that I just read.
That's it. So that just that one thing. Out of how many comments do we have on the certified fan page?
There's like 39.
Okay, so out of 40, one out of 40. You got a 1 in 40 chance. And y'all tell me you're gonna spend all that brain power to sit there and say, oh, this is colors, this is whites, this is that, this is darks. Like, no, I'm just probably not going to do that. Probably not going to do that. But thank you for participating in that little informal survey that we had. All right, let's move on to our quote for today, Mom.
Okay, wait a minute now. You've got to switch screens.
It takes about 15 minutes. I'm not sure why. Just to shut the computer down and start it back up for some reason before she can change thoughts over here.
It's Wayne Dyer, one of our faves. Never underestimate your power to change yourself. And never overestimate your power to change others. That's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. You can only change yourself. You cannot change someone else. That's their job.
How do you feel about that, Mom? You've been married for a long time now. How many years?
Yeah, almost 50.
50 years. How about that?
I know I can't change your dad.
Yeah. No. But like, what happens when does need to change? Like, what happens when, like, you see equality about a partner?
Yes.
And like, you know, for the sake of your relationship, equality needs to change. Right?
Yeah.
For the sake of either you, him, or y'all, if you will.
Yeah.
What do you do in that? If you can't change anyone, which I completely agree with.
Right.
Shouldn't have to, by the way. Shouldn't want to. But sometimes, like, situations just aren't healthy, right? Like yesterday, we spent a lot of time on the podcast talking about what do you do if you're toxic, right?
Yes.
What do you do if you realize that your partner has, like, a toxic trait? And that's obviously a question that we can handle with Leah, but, like, I'm sure over the last 50 years that, like, you've noticed things.
Well, it's all about... Yes, it's all about good communication, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's about drawing awareness to the situation. I'm not saying we're great at this because we aren't, but we do know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, bring awareness to the situation and try to talk through it and let them know if it makes you feel bad or disturbs you for some reason, then you let them know what that feeling is or what it is that disturbs you about it.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll start to think about it and look at it with, you know, in a different way.
Yeah.
And try to understand it.
It's one thing that I'm like,
yeah, we're not really good at it though.
50 years later, still can't get it right.
No, we kind of jab each other.
Yeah.
We've had a jabbing day today.
Yeah. You know?
But
jabbing never stops, huh? 50 years in, it never ends.
Oh, no, you're still jabbing.
And that's
it's over silly stuff.
My fear is that, like, because, like, things do change, right? Like, for sure.
Yeah.
And, like, I noticed that within 10 years. Like, who I was when I got married is way different than who I was when I divorced. And honestly, I don't know that she was that much different. I would say I've changed a lot. I don't know that she really did.
You did.
And... Right.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. With that said, I just don't know that like when things do change, how do you have that conversation when like things aren't, something is happening, but it's not your thing, you know? But I guess, I guess you just have to hope they will change. You can't change them. And I always have a fear of that. Like, since you can't change anybody. Like, what are you supposed to do when things need to get changed? It's not your thing that needs to get changed, you know? Like, you just have to deal with it? Or, like, how do you... I don't know. That's really, like, something I'm fearful of. Because I would say, like...
Communication.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if the two of you can't work it out on your own, you have to get... You have to go to BetterHelp.
Yeah. It's a shame that I'm on the podcast right now. This would be a great transition. Not on this week. But still, shout out to BetterHelp.
Oh, well. Yeah, yeah. BetterHelp. Or any good therapist.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
How much time have y'all spent in therapy together?
About 3 years.
So 10%.
We were doing less individual. Than 10%. Yeah. We were doing individual and group.
Yeah. Well, you can't change anybody. That's just that's the reminder of the day.
You can't.
But you can't change yourself.
And typically, yeah, you can change yourself. And that's what I was going to say. Not typically, but a lot of times, what you'll discover is, just like our caller that saw the toxic qualities in herself.
Yeah.
It's not always about them. It's about you.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. For sure.
So, yeah.
Well, there you go. There's the quote of the day. Take a quick break. Come back here with Ask My Mom in just a couple seconds.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Ask My Mom, just a few away. Thank you so much to certified fans. Appreciate you so much. You're just the best. Certified fans are people that can donate a couple bucks a month. Are they? They're the best. We take time in every show to say thank you. It's like, you know, like when you, I equate this to like when you fly and like they take time to like thank all their diamond and platinum members and credit card owners and all that, you know, that's like this is kind of, this is that point of the show. And it's to like welcome you in. Like if you're listening, if you're a fan of the show and you want to support, it's $5 a month and you get some perks by doing it. And we're just really thankful. Hopefully more than anything, it's just, you know, that you're kind of keeping the podcast going. If it's something that you want to see continuing, then hopefully you can invest a couple of bucks. If it means a lot to you. We just give you some insider perks, you know, the Facebook page, you get that, you know, you get discounts on merch, bonus content. Like yesterday, certified fans got a video. I did like a 1 year anniversary of being in Maryland video that like that's going to live exclusively on the certified fans page, you know? It's just a little bit more to the show for $5 a month. And it just, all that money goes back to support the podcast. So thank you for doing that. Yes. When you join, you get a whoop whoop on the podcast. Yeah. You get an episode dedicated to you as well. And when we don't have somebody new, we come on here and we think somebody's been here for a while. And so, you know, listening every day, if you're a certified fan, eventually your number's going to come up again and we'll dedicate this episode to you. There's nobody new to dedicate the episode to today. So nobody new today. We spin the wheel and we find out who is getting this episode dedicated to them today. Oh, computer's running very slow. There it goes. All right. Number 50. Easy enough. Certified fan number 50 is getting the show dedicated to them today. And let me get my phone. I had to restart my computer three times today. Yeah, I'm having computer problems again. I'm having the whole internet issue again. So I got to figure out what's going on with that. I feel like I'm you over here. I'm like, how am I not getting to the bottom of this? this episode is dedicated to Rachel R. Rachel R. is certified fan number 50. And she lives in Chula Vista, California. And we are super thankful for you. This episode is dedicated to Rachel R. Thank you so much for being a long time certified fan. Been one since June of last year. So thank you for the continued support.
Wonderful.
It is much appreciated. All right, Mom, let's give it a whoop whoop.
Let's shout it out.
Yeah.
Whoop whoop to Rachel R.
There you
go. So thankful.
Yes.
Yeah, I would love it when these people have been here a long time. That means so much.
Absolutely. Also, don't forget that no Friday show this week, and maybe, you know, there may be a bonus episode if I get stressed out. Probably not, though. We finally booked our trip. My buddy Dan, who I talk about a lot on this podcast, my best friend since fourth grade, he lives up in upstate New York. I live in Maryland, so we're going to meet halfway in between and go to the Poconos Mountains. And I don't know what it is. Great. We're both so busy. And usually, I guess it's because I probably had a lot more time before, because I would typically put together our little trips that we would go on, you know. He would have more time, too. We would both like have time to like pull it off. But he was we didn't book the trip until today. Today's Monday. We're leaving Thursday.
Wow.
So I don't know if most guys are terrible booking trips or not, but we are not doing well. This happened last time too, where we ended up staying in Baltimore for the 4th of July because there was, you know, it was too expensive to fly. And it's still too expensive to fly anywhere. It's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, I'm getting off track here. Where are we even going with this? Oh, no show Friday.
No show. Yeah.
No show Friday. No show Monday for Labor Day weekend. So there may be one Monday, but I don't know. Just if it pops up, surprise.
Maybe my mom will do it. I'll have bonus. To be retrained.
You can do it. Mom, you can do it, your own 30-minute episode for one of those days. Why don't you do your episode on Friday? You can just do a whole episode. You and Dad. How about you and Dad in front of the mic? You guys can just
thank you. We're trying to draw certified fans, not lose them.
I think that'd be funny. My mom and Dad, same episode. And
oh,
Maggie.
Geez.
And Brian.
So
just the whole family without me. And y'all can just talk about whatever you want. Lord of mercy.
Certified fam.
Yeah. I don't know. What do y'all think about that? Nancy and Jimmy Mac podcast just by themselves.
No. Not happening.
Come on, Dad. I know you're listening right
line.
Now. Make it
I
happen.
Draw the line.
Maybe Dad can just host his own. Dad can just host his own episode just by himself.
Yeah, now he would probably do that.
Yeah. I'd be open to that if he wants to do that.
Oh, geez. Don't tell him.
Since we're going to be gone Friday, Monday, I want to remind you, please vote for us for Podcast Magazine Hot 50. So thankful for anyone that takes time to vote for us. You can just text the word vote, V-O-T-E, to 888-Kramer-8. It takes all of 30 seconds to vote. And it just it keeps the podcast doing really well on the charts. And that's, gets more attention, gets more listeners, keeps more growth. So just my appreciation for anyone that does it. We'll ask you for about 8 more days every day on the podcast. Yeah. Just a reminder, you can vote every day, but I don't try to remind you every day. All right. Ask my
Even
mom
on
time.
Holidays.
Even holidays. Yeah. Well, you get holidays off. But you can vote on holidays. Yes. Okay. Wait. So ask my mom. Here we go. This is an advice segment that we do a couple times a week. If you ever want to be on it, thatguykramer@gmail.com. Send your situation. Sometimes you need an outside point of view. It may not be therapy serious, but this may, you know, maybe your spouse or your friends don't know what to say. You don't like the answer they're giving you. Then give it to some strangers over here that are family. You know, it's like strangers that are family. Mm-hmm. My mom will like take a hack at it. And then like we are asking you to, you know, if you've got any feedback on this situation, to call 888-Kramer-8, and we'll get the advice on for whoever it is that needs it for the week. So, Mom, without further ado,
okay,
here
Hi,
it is.
Mom
Ask my
and
mom.
Nancy. Here we go. I have a 2-year-old son who I love more than anything in this world. When I go grocery shopping every once in a while, 2 to 3 times a month, I will get him a Mylar balloon because he loves them. There's a sweet young man who runs the balloon shop and whose name I know. You'll appreciate this, LOL. Yes, thank you very much for being kind to your service people. For the past several months, every time I've bought a balloon, now they can be pretty pricey, up to $10, he's given me a discount, sometimes up to 50% off. The first time it happened, I thought, oh, it must be my lucky day. But every time I've been back, he's given me a discount, and sometimes offered to even reinflate old balloons free of charge. Now, I don't know if that is store policy or he's making an exception. I'm not sure what to think of it. I am honestly not sure if he's flirting or if he's just a really nice guy. We do have very friendly conversations, mostly small talk, but I don't want to send the message, the wrong message, or take advantage unnecessarily. He knows I'm married, happily too, because many times my husband and my son have accompanied me to the balloon shop to get balloons, and he's given me a discount with my husband present. I also sometimes reference my husband in our brief conversations. I plan on continuing to get the balloons, at least until my kiddo loses interest, LOL, but not sure if I should continue to accept the discount. Am I overthinking this? My husband thinks it's fine, and I'm just cashing in on my karma points for all my past good deeds. What do you think?
Well, Mom, what do you think?
You know, I think probably he is just being nice. Does he have the authority to do that? I don't know.
I mean, damn, balloons are $10.
I know.
That's
exactly.
The first thing popped in my mind. I was like, $10 balloons?
And your kids got it good. Probably cost the store 50 cents.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, it is.
I will continue. Sorry, I don't want to cut you off.
No. I was just saying that if it really disturbed me, I would just ask him some way to say, are you sure it's okay to give me this discount? Or yeah. Something like that. You know, yeah. Just kind of off the cuff, not anything like, oh my goodness, are you breaking company policy? Like you're going to report him or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know. I always feel like, I don't get me wrong. I love a good discount, you know. But eventually I start to feel guilty about the discounts. You know, like if it's something where, like for example, if I go and I support a restaurant and, you know, and I'm doing something for like a radio station and they comp my meal, you know, like if I go back and they comp it again, but I'm not like giving them anything in exchange, I kind of feel bad. Even when I'm posting on social, I always like maybe two times, maybe like three, four times again. If I go there a lot, you know, I start to feel like, I don't know. I start to feel weird. And I am wondering. I don't know if it's flirting or not, because you know what I mean? Like, why? Like, for what reason would they give you a discount? Like, I can't think. The only time I personally get discounts is when I'm like doing something in exchange, and they typically want something in exchange. If it's either a friend or there's like an exchange of, hey, I'll talk about this, or I'll post this on social media. Like, Mom, how many you go to Ingles? How many times a week?
About three.
Okay, and you got favorite cashiers and everything else.
I do.
And how many times do they give you discounts?
Oh, then well, they don't have the authority to give a discount.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't know that. Like, why would they give you a discount? Like, for what reason? That's where I start to wonder. I start to wonder if this is a little flirty. If he's like, well, you know, this is my way in. Let me hook you up with this Mylar balloon discount. And then when the time is right, I'm going to strike. I'll be like, remember that time I gave you that discount on that Mylar balloon?
That is a totally male perspective right there.
So why is he giving her a discount then?
I don't know. Maybe he likes her and her little boy's really cute.
So do you think that she needs to say anything or she just keeps taking the discount?
Well, if she's feeling guilty about it or curious about it, just ask him.
Say, well, what do you say?
Let's say, you know, I really appreciate the discounts you're giving me. And I, you know, I hope you're not breaking company policy or something to do that, but I appreciate you.
Okay. So.
I mean, he'll probably just say, yeah, thank you. Welcome.
Yeah.
And not answer your question.
$10 balloon. That's strong. I don't know. I'm always very suspicious of things and people.
Yeah.
So I'm not, you know, that I'm like, So what does this have to do? Would anybody listening ask why they were getting a discount or say no to a discount? Or would y'all just keep on getting the discount and like not even say anything about it? I'm genuinely curious how most, I, for a couple times, maybe, I don't know. Because then like, I've never been in a spot like that before where somebody gave me a discount for nothing in exchange.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless it's just like a one-time fluke kind of situation. Like, oh, I can't, you know, this Apple, I can't find the real price of it. So I'm just going to ring it up for a dollar, even though it's $1.79 maybe. You know what I mean? Like,
Right.
That's my only situation I can think of.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Would you keep taking that discount? No questions asked. Y'all know I love a good deal, but there's just sometimes where like, you got to wonder where the deal's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm curious about. So 888-KRAMER-8, 888-KRAMER-8. And yeah, let us know. Let us know what you think. And kind of what, would you take the discount? Would you ask why you were getting a discount? Or would you just like, let's let it happen. Just say thank you, move on. Take that $10 balloon is now $5 and just move on with your life. 888-KRAMER-8. And that's...
they're probably still making a ton of money.
That's it. Yeah, probably. Probably so. All right, Mom. That's going to do it for you today. Okay. I love you.
Okay. All right, honey. Love you forever.
The Vietnam War, it's over. Your John has begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, there you go. I guess I got a phone call I got to make today. Not today. I don't even know when. I don't even have time for a phone call. Do I call? Does she call? Like, who calls? How do we handle this in a dating situation? Like, do I still need to call? She was only inviting me out. I told her I had a nice time. She don't text. I don't think. I just haven't heard from her. It's fine. All right. Thank you. I love you so much. You're the greatest. I will argue this till the death. Between us and the Upside Podcast, we have the greatest podcast listening family on the face of the earth. And so if you've been here for all almost 350 episodes, or if you're just coming, popping back in for this episode, thanks for being here. We end the show now with your calls. So give me a ring today. I'd love to talk to you about a couple things. I'd love to hear about what do I do? Like, what do you think I should do in this situation? Do I reach out to her? Do I call her? Do I text her? Like, I don't know. I've never dated somebody 22 generations, but 2 decades older than me. Also, I want to hear about your would you get a discount? Would you just take a discount and not even think about it? Not think twice about it? You know, or do you think there's something? Would you feel weird? Would you say something? 888-KRAMER-8. Call me, text me, and that's it. Your calls until tomorrow. Goodbye. Love you.
Hey, Kramer, Mom and Nancy, it's Dante calling from San Diego. I'm an only child, and I think I turned out pretty okay. If anything, it's the people with siblings who have some psychological trauma to work through. But jokes aside, I grew up really closely with 3 of my cousins who are 6 and 12 years older than me, so they're basically my older siblings. But there were times when it was lonely, sure, because they weren't always there. But I think it was more that I was the first and only person in my family to have been born and raised in the U.S. I do think a lot about my responsibilities when my parents get to the age when they're no longer independent. And when I was younger, I used to think it was totally unfair that it all fell on me. But you know, as I've gotten older, I've realized that they've given me a really good life, and it's the least I can do to repay them. I don't think there's a right or wrong choice with how many kids you have or don't have. Raise the ones you have well, and they'll be fine, and you'll be fine. All right. Love you forever.
Hi, Kramer and Nancy. This is Lauren. I love hot dogs. I will go buy them at the store. I love them on the grill the best, though. So, especially with it being summertime, just have a hot dog on the grill. So good. Maybe every month or two, have some hot dogs. It's good. So I go buy them at the store, Kramer. Maybe I won't anymore, since I'm apparently losing 36 minutes of my life every time, but I do love them. Have a good day.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.